home yet. You know, so trying to get home first. But
oh, really?
Yeah, been long nights on that hospital pullout mattress.
Oh, okay.
But everything's doing good. Everyone's doing good. Much better. Should be home here in the next day or two or so.
Okay. Not to go all sensitive on you, but does that put things in perspective when you're dealing with a groin injury and other stuff when you're?
I'm a family first guy anyway, so I'm definitely gonna take care of what I need to take care of to get back on the field. But family always takes precedence. That's always been my stance. It will always be my stance.
How do you like your chances for this week? You think you're still in shutdown mode, or do you give yourself a chance on Sunday?
I think we always give ourselves a chance. Likelihood of that chance, we'll know come Sunday, but there's still a chance. But again, you work to make progressive changes, and we're doing that, making a lot of progress.
What kind of things have you done, Greg, in the last week or so that you maybe weren't able to do a week ago?
Really, I've kept things pretty much the same, just making sure that I don't rush it back like I did before. Trying to make sure that we do the things that we need to do before we go out there and start attacking it physically when it comes to actually running on the field and different things like that, so that we won't have a setback. So I'm trying to get over kind of stage one, stage two, and then progressively go to stage three.
So you haven't really tested cutting or top end speed or anything like that?
No. That's kind of been the game plan, not to do that too soon, to allow a setback, a potential setback. So, but again, only time will tell. It really doesn't matter when you do it. Only thing that really matters is what happens after you've done it. So, but physically, I feel good. Physically, I felt good before. But only time will tell.
For you, that's the test, though. You want to see yourself get that separation and open up in your stride.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, creating the separation, you know, I think anyone can create a little bit of separation, but when you're accustomed to creating a lot of separation or a lot more, it's frustrating when you watch yourself on film and it's like, okay, that was okay, but it's just not what I'm accustomed to seeing. That's the frustrating part, so that's what we're trying to get back to.
Greg, how do you make your groin get better? What do you do?
What do I do? Rest.
Is that as simple as that? It's not anything.
Absolutely.
Else.
It's really a lot of rest. You know, you try to do and perform a lot of core work to strengthen the area, the pelvis, groin, all the different things that I've learned about over the course of the last few weeks. A lot of pool work to not put too much stress on it, but to actually work and see how I do when I'm fatigued. A lot of, like I said, core balancing, different things like that. So not a whole lot you can do, but enough to where you can progressively make strides in the right direction.
It's tedious, isn't it?
It is very tedious, but, you know, sometimes you have to do those tedious things to get where you want to go.
Are defenses guarding this wide receiver group differently with you out? Have you noticed it all in film?
No. I think they're doing about the same thing. Just one less guy out there, one less guy you have to worry about. But I think they're still their approach is to come up and press and try to disrupt what we're doing off the line of scrimmage. I think the guy's been doing a good job. You know, there's been a lot of talk of the separation, and it's frustrating to listen to when you watch film. And it's like, okay, was that separation? Or was that separation? So, I mean, the separation's been there. It's just we haven't been executing, so.
James Jones said it was a pride thing yesterday.
It's 100% a pride thing. It's a, absolutely. When you, I mean, it's like someone telling you that you're not a good reporter. Or that your story needs a little bit more meat. Basically, they're telling you that they don't really care for what you're writing. So, yeah, when you hear separation, it's like, no, let's all go and watch the film and let's make sure we can get on the same page. But it is a pride thing.
Some of us get used to that anyway.
Yeah.
What do you think of the way James has stepped up? You've known him for a long time. He's waited a lot of times for opportunities. What have you seen from him?
I think he's done an outstanding job. But this is, it's not a surprise for us, you know, because we've known this side of James. We've known him to be able to make plays. It's just a matter of being more consistent with doing it on the field on Sundays. And he's been by far the best receiver we've had out there on the football field. And he needs to just keep doing what he's doing and progressively get better each week.